This podcast is presented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, CDC, Safer, Healthier People.
Welcome to A Cup of Health with CDC, a weekly feature of the MMWR, the Morbidity and Mortality Weekly Report. I'm your host, Dr. Robert Gaines. Every year, thousands of preschool-aged children are hospitalized for flu-related complications, second only to elderly adults. Children under two are especially at risk. Dr. Timothy Cunningham is an epidemiologist with CDC's National Center for Chronic Disease Prevention and Health Promotion. He's joining us today to discuss ways to help prevent your young child from getting the flu. Welcome to the show, Tim.
Thanks, Bob.
Tim, when is flu season in the U.S.?
Flu season usually goes from August to March each year.
What are the symptoms of the flu?
Flu can cause the abrupt onset of fever, coughing, sore throat, and a runny nose, also headaches and body aches. These symptoms may be so severe that they can cause hospitalization and death.
Are young children more likely to have severe complications from flu?
Yes. We usually think of elderly adults when we think of severe complications to flu. However, children under 5, especially children under 2, are also at risk.
What are some ways to prevent getting the flu?
Hand washing and covering your mouth when you cough or sneeze may prevent flu. However, getting your child vaccinated against flu is the best way to keep your child healthy.
Tim, when and how often should children be vaccinated against flu?
Flu vaccinations should be given annually, beginning at 6 months. Children younger than 9 years that have not been vaccinated should receive 2 doses.
Where can listeners get more information about flu prevention?
Your healthcare provider is going to be the best source of information about your child and their health. But there is also information at www.flu.gov.
Thanks, Tim. I've been talking today with CDC's Dr. Timothy Cunningham about the importance of preventing flu in young children. Vaccination is the best way to avoid getting the flu and to prevent passing it on to others. If you have a young child, contact your healthcare provider about flu vaccination. Until next time, be well. This is Dr. Robert Gaines for A Cup of Health with CDC.
For the most accurate health information, visit www.cdc.gov or call 1-800-CDC-INFO 24/7.